You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump promised to have what he calls an interesting time at the NATO summit in Brussels, and he's living up to his promise. After blasting the European nations for failing to meet a defence spending target of 2% of national income, he now says he actually wants a goal of 4%. Mr. Trump says the United States has been paying more than its fair share for far too long.
Over the last year, about $40 billion more has been given by other countries to help NATO, but that's not nearly enough. The United States is paying far too much, and other countries are not paying enough, especially some, so we're going to have a meeting on that.
Many countries have pledged to reach the original target by around 2024, with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg reaffirming the 2% goal. But moments after the comments came a tweet from Mr. Trump, saying spending needed to be boosted immediately. Ahead of the talks, European Council President Donald Tusk had called for common sense to prevail on behalf of both the United States and Europe.
Dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many. And dear Europe, spend more on your defence because everyone respects an ally that is well prepared and equipped.
Speaking to the ABC from Washington, Australia's opposition foreign affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong has also warned President Trump against taking alliances for granted.
We simply want to keep emphasising that whether it's NATO, whether it's the alliances within East Asia, that these are key components of American power and very important as the world goes into a decade where we will see, no doubt, more disruption and more change.
Earlier in the day, during a tense discussion with Mr. Stoltenberg, Mr. Trump singled out Germany for criticism, questioning its relationship with Russia over a gas pipeline.
And you have a country like Poland that won't accept the gas. You take a look at some of the countries, they won't accept it because they don't want to be captive to Russia. But Germany, as far as I'm concerned, is captive to Russia because it's getting so much of its energy from Russia. So we're supposed to protect Germany, but they're getting their energy from Russia. Explain that.
Not amused, German Chancellor Angela Merkel responded sharply, emphasizing her own childhood experiences with the rule of the former Soviet Union.
Ich möchte aus gegebenem Anlass hinzufügen.
Given the occasion, I want to say that I've experienced myself a part of Germany controlled by the Soviet Union, and I'm very happy today that we are united in freedom as the Federal Republic of Germany, and can thus say that we can determine our own policies and make our own decisions, and that's very good, especially for the people in the former east part of Germany.
The pair later met on the sidelines of the summit for what Mr. Trump described as a great meeting. It all comes ahead of President Trump's own scheduled meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Finland, as well as a planned trip to Britain. Before leaving for Brussels, Mr. Trump had speculated the Putin meeting may be the easiest of them all. Britain, meanwhile, is dealing with the aftermath of what it says are Russian-linked attacks on British soil using Russian poison. Trying to hold it all together, Mr. Stoltenberg has remained resolute.
In the history of NATO, we have had many disagreements, and we have been able to overcome them again and again. Because at the end of the day, we all agree that North America and Europe are safer together. NATO is good for Europe, and NATO is good for North America.
Andrew Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.